Health New Zealand appears to be making cuts to frontline services despite a government promise that this wouldn't happen. Health New Zealand is telling hospital management to encourage staff to take leave. They're banning double shifts and asking them not to cover sick staff, also asking the managers to wipe unfilled roles as part of the budget process. Margie Upper is the chief executive of Health New Zealand and with us. Hey, Margie.
Well, kia ora, Eva.
So why are you asking the hospitals not to cover sick staff?
We're not asking leaders to cut services. When we started as Te Whatu Ora about 20-odd months ago, we had huge workforce shortages and we needed to have a whole lot of extra things in place, like allowing lots of overtime, asking people to put off annual leave to cover those workforce shortages. Now, and our data shows that we've actually recruited, for example, in nursing, an additional 2,493 nurses this past year. So all the work we did to try to grow workforce has worked, and we've got really great recruitment. We still need doctors and allied health, so that hasn't been as quick. And we've still got areas that need more nurses, like mental health and ED and critical care. But it's what we're asking leaders to do is, given both services have actually got really good recruitment, and we often plan budgets assuming some annual leave.
Margie,
staff,
listen, sorry. You must have misunderstood my question. My question was, why are you asking them not to cover sick staff?
Well, we're asking leaders to have a think about whether, if they're fully staffed, and often depending on what's going on in a service or a roster, if they do have sick staff, just check, just exercise some judgment about whether you need to always replace that.
Margie.
Or not.
Yeah, so let me just understand this, right? So they would say, for example, on this ward they would normally have 20 nurses. One of them is sick, they've got 19. You're asking them to think about whether they need to replace that sick nurse.
And it depends on whether the nurse, the ward is full, whether they've got what kind of level of sickness those patients are in that ward. So this is the judgment that we're asking leaders to exercise depending on what's going on.
But why? Is it because you're trying to save money?
Well, we're trying to bring costs down to reflect that we've actually recruited really well in lots of services. So things like overtime.
Hold on, but Margie, I know. Just answer the question. It's a yes or a no. Are you trying to save money?
We're trying to be responsible with our budget.
So you're trying to save money?
Well, we've budgeted services at a particular level, including staffing. And like I said, we've got really good recruitment going. So we expect other costs to come down, like overtime, outsourcing.
Are you guys operating in a deficit?
We're about 9 months into the year, Heather, and so we do keep a very close eye because we are not allowed to go into deficit at the end of this financial year. So across all of our budget, we keep a really close eye heading into the year end that all our costs are tracking to where they need to be. And we've certainly had really good recruitment, particularly for nursing.
So 9 months in, does it look like you're going to operate in deficit? Is that a risk?
We're 9 months in, and so we... we're checking all of our numbers to make sure that we head into the year end with, meeting the government's
breaking. You were about to say breaking even, eh? So you need to save money so that you guys can break even. Is that right?
We need to live within the budget that we've got.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. How big is the risk that you don't break even?
Oh, I think, again, at 9 months into the year, it's the time of the year.
What do you reckon? 50-50? Like, is it a 70% risk, 50% risk, 30% risk?
I couldn't rate that because there's a lot. I mean, we're a $26 billion organisation, and so, a lot of our numbers do move around even at this time in the year.
Yeah, all right. It's obviously a big enough risk to be warning your staff about it, isn't it? Hey, when is that hospital building going to open on North Shore Hospital?
Well, we are working on opening that up in stages. We only got the certificate of public use on the 1st of March.
Yeah.
And so there are a couple of stages which will include moving services from other parts of North Shore Hospital, because that building was built because there are the current parts of North Shore Hospital aren't fit for purpose. So we're planning on moving those services across. There'll be some work that we need to bring in across the region. So the benefit of being a planning as a whole metro Auckland City is that we can move some work into that hospital from the other regions to give people more access to timing. And then the next stage we'll be looking at whether we can open up those medical beds, particularly heading into winter, because again, North Shore Hospital's got some medical beds that aren't quite suitable.
So do you think, you reckon you might be able to open it before winter?
We're certainly aiming to have a plan in place from 1 July to open up.
From 1 July? But well, it's like halfway through winter.
Well, we're moving services in at the moment. So the building's not quite complete. We've got the ground and the second floor, but the third floor has still got some work to do.
All right. Hey, Margie, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Margie Upper, Health New Zealand.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.